Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Sexy Unique Podcast, an exploration of Vanderpump Rules.
Ain't nobody got me feeling like I'm feeling you.
And I'm your host, Lara Marie Shane Hall.
Yeah. Everybody freeze, put your hands up. We ain't about to take it easy, I hope you cakes up. London with the beach, here we go so in. And a girl with a friend, you'll be both in.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Sexy Unique Podcast, the only podcast that matters when it comes to Vanderpump Rules. I'm here today with fellow pump head Emily Kretzer. Hi.
Hi. So happy to be here.
So excited for you to be here.
Honestly, this is both a career and personal highlight for me, so could not be more stoked.
We recently had a trip to TomTom.
We did. That is how we met. And yeah, it was kind of an insane first meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We want to dive into it right away.
Into it. Okay. Yeah. It was an iconic trip to TomTom.
It was an iconic trip to TomTom. My first time meeting you, my first time at TomTom, and I was violently hungover throwing up in the bathroom of TomTom, which if anybody out there wants to know what that's like, it's pretty pleasant, actually.
Yeah.
Not the worst place to...
They do
be throwing up.
Good job of keeping the bathroom like pretty clean.
They do, as we've seen from that clip of Tom going in there, Tom Schwartz, rather,
yeah,
going in there and kind of like making sure there were paper towel or rather toilet paper rolls. Do you remember that episode?
Yeah, I remember that. Where he's like, maybe this will just be my job.
Yes, exactly. And I was thinking of that the entire time while I was in there.
You know, you're not actually the first person to have thrown up in TomTom when I've been there. Because
really?
Yeah, another time that I went.
I don't remember you telling me this.
I was just remembering another time I went, I sat next to the bathroom and someone had already thrown up, but all over the bathroom.
Oh, no. Okay.
And so they were having like a lot of bathroom drama, like trying to clean up the bathroom. And then one of the managers was like, I'm a fucking manager, I'm not cleaning up puke. And
oh,
like,
oh my God.
Yeah. And so I had to use the men's room.
No way.
Yeah.
I kept it a bit more together than that.
You were very chill.
Thank you.
You would slip away.
Thank you. I would slip away, be like, guys, I just gotta go ahead to the back real quick. It was kind of insane. I would walk past Tom Schwartz.
Which was a big moment for you.
This was a big moment for me. I am famously a huge T. Schwa head.
Is that still like the case after this episode?
Yeah, is that like really insane of me?
No, I mean, everyone has their Vanderpump people that they're like obsessed with, you know?
He's my Vanderpump person, and he's also like my celebrity crush, which is like kind of psychotic. kind of psychotic. I will admit to that. But I just love him. I don't know what it is about him. I've been like a day one T. Schwa supporter.
And it's never stopped.
It's never stopped. It's never faltered. The love has been strong through and through.
What is it that you like about him?
I don't know. I mean, he's very... He's
attractive. He's really hot.
I don't know. I guess I kind of love that, like, it's not bro-y, but he's almost, I don't know, he's endearing in a way where it's like, oh, you just, like, don't get it, do mm-hmm. you?
Like, do you a boyish I mean? Charm.
He has a boyish charm, yes. That's a nicer way of putting it. He definitely has a boyish charm that I just kind of, like, am...
You're drawn to.
I'm drawn to, yes. I'm very drawn to his boyish charm. I sound like such a creep.
No, I've gone really back and forth on Schwartz. Like,
Have you?
Yeah, I was like so on board for a long time. And then something shifted where I was just like, this man is not to be trusted. Like,
yes. I can see that.
He can't like step up to the plate.
No, yeah, he definitely. I mean, this is probably a character flaw in myself, is that when I saw him laying the snacks out. And by snacks, I mean miniature bags of Doritos on the bed in Mexico for Katie. I was like, aw. Like,
you were touched.
I was sadly touched. Yeah, I was like, I would kind of love for a man to do this for me. It's like so dumb in like a very, or so romantic in a very dumb way, kind of. Yeah. My standards are so low.
You still have like the innocence of believing.
My rose-colored glasses are on for him.
They are on. I saw that and I was like, this is disgusting. If a man did this for me, I would divorce him. Like, I cannot handle this. Like, he has bubble tape like on, or that like gum tape.
Yeah. The bubble tape.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, 100%. The violinist. Come on. The violinist, though. She was amazing.
She was really great.
She was great. She said no. She said nothing.
She said absolutely not nothing. One word. I'm sure she didn't really understand like what he was saying.
He was like, what? She was like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
She's like, okay, meow. And then like,
but also like kind of, I guess the camera crew was there, but like if somebody like lured me up to the room and was like, can you hide in the shower and like wait till I say meow and then come out and start playing the violin?
Yeah,
it's just like such a weird scenario.
I'd have the police on speed dial. I hope she got really handsomely paid for
that. I hope
so
too. But like the cameras, that might make it even more frightening to me. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's like what's about to go down here.
Yeah, it definitely has like it's like a bang bust sinister quality or something.
Yes,
like that.
Very sinister. Sinister bang bust,
sinister, like, pornographic.
Yeah,
also like she played a very dinner song, like it wasn't necessarily like a romantic.
I know, and I was kind of wondering, I was like, did they just like throw a song in here? I don't know, like maybe she played something and they don't know if they could get copyright.
Oh, the audio
was very bizarre. If you really listen to it, which I rewound it a couple of times, yeah. I was like, what's going on here?
I was like, this is the song that you're like cuddling up to.
Yeah, it was weird.
Like, wow.
It was like a weird vibe. It was a weird vibe. But at the same time, like, I was impressed by him. And I think maybe that might say more about what he hasn't done up until this point for Katie. And the fact that like he did this, I was just impressed right away.
Yeah, this was going above and beyond.
It was
the
going
call
above and beyond
of his day-to-day duties.
Totally. But I don't know. There's something about him that's a little bit charming. You know, he has banter, mm-hmm. and I don't know, maybe I guess not a lot of guys in LA have banter. So he has quite a bit of banter. He's always kind of like coming out of left field with some like weird quippy joke, and I find it endearing.
Mm-hmm.
I think most people are like, I want to smack him, and I'm just like, oh, he's
you're
just,
like, God, my love grows.
My love grows
stronger and stronger every day
with every Dorito bag and bubble tape. My love grows stronger.
What about, okay, I'm on team you breaking them up and no. getting with him.
you guys at TomTom were like trying to make me go up and talk to him.
Yeah.
And I mean, first of all, it was like the wrong environment.
The vibe was wrong.
The vibe was
you
all
that
wrong.
Night.
He was also wearing like the most insane thing. Do you not remember? It was like some very, I mean, he's always wearing something insane, so I should not be surprised
it was
by
like
that.
A pullover? Was it a pullover or like
it was a
suit?
Pullover. It was a pullover, but it was, oh, there was something about it that just like structurally was so off.
Yeah, the fashion isn't great.
The fashion is not great.
The hair can be good, but
the hair I'm into. I'm into the hair.
Veers off into some other territory.
That's true. But yeah, we'll give him the hair.
We'll give him that.
Fashion he cannot have.
No.
He can never have that.
He can't have that. And then, yeah, we were encouraging you. We were like, go up to him. Like, all you have to do is be like, hey, and then say nothing else, but just establish yourself as like, I'm hot, I'm blonde, I'm here, and I'm into you, but I'm not going to say anything, and you'll probably see me again.
He probably will see me again because, A,
we have to go back.
We're going back. We're going back to TomTom because I basically ate nothing because I couldn't keep anything down.
You also got not the right drink for
me. Oh, my God. Can we talk about the drink? What I really want is the Clockwork Pink, which is like...
The Clockwork Pink is the best cocktail on the list. What was the name of the drink you ordered?
Oh, my God. But, I mean... Oh, God, I can't remember it. All I remember is that I thought I was getting some sort of like milky coconut. It was a coconut drink and it had actual coconut glued to the rim of the glass with honey.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a weird thing because every time you would pick it up, your hands would just be like full of honey.
Yeah, because it melted down the sides and then onto the stem of the martini glass.
But the drink was very acidic. I sound like I know what I'm talking about here, but...
No, but I'm corroborating. I'm
exactly.
It was acidic.
Everybody took a sip of
it. Took a sip, got sticky hands.
Yes.
And then all of us, one by one, agreed that it was a disgusting drink.
It was a disgusting drink. I hated it. And it was the wrong thing to have when you're violently hungover. And I should have had the Clockwork Pink, but I was just not there. But I would love to go back and hopefully see Tom again.
Yeah.
But he also goes to my gym, so I do see him every now and then.
Oh, okay.
And Tom Sandoval goes to my gym as well. I've seen them go there together.
That's a power move.
I've made eye contact with Tom Schwartz while he was on a stationary bicycle at the gym. So that's
I love this.
Yeah.
The groundwork's being laid.
The groundwork is being laid.
Like the last thing I ever want to do is talk to anyone in a workout environment.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
same.
It's my nightmare.
Absolutely.
I'm just like,
same.
Don't look at me, don't touch me, no talking.
Absolutely same. And my gym is like probably one of those gyms where men think that they can just like come up to you and have a full-blown conversation with you while you're like running on the treadmill. So like,
no,
I maybe need to leave, but I think Tom keeps me there.
So. Yeah, that's reason enough. That's like good workout motivation.
Yeah,
if
exactly.
Your crush is as strong as it is, then like, why not gym every day?
I know. No, it's funny. My old roommate outed me on Twitter a couple of years ago for loving Tom. So now we've just run with it. I kept it a full-on secret for years.
For years. For like 4 years.
Yeah. Yeah. For 4 years. Because I've watched the show since inception. Yeah.
Were like, day one, this is my man.
Day one. Well, he was not a primary character yet. And I was just like, who is this guy?
Yeah. The whispers were strong.
The whispers were strong. He was also a model at the time. And I remember, and I was also modeling at the time, and I was like, I wonder if I would ever get booked on a shoot with Tom.
Oh my God.
But I do have an acquaintance of mine from college who did model with Tom.
Whoa.
It was crazy.
What
I was so jealous
for?
And I told nobody how jealous I was because I was like, this is crazy.
You see, it's with jealousy.
I like don't get crushes on people. I don't get crushes on famous people especially. But I have a crush on Tom Schwartz. It's like out of control. I only have crushes on reality stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who
else? Tom Schwartz and a few choice people from UK Love Island.
Okay.
But that, you know, that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
But,
and also that's like, you know, they're across the pond.
Exactly.
They're much harder to access.
They are. And Tom's at my gym. So.
Tom's at your gym and then at like the neighborhood eatery.
The neighborhood eatery, which, by the way, I drove by TomTom today and noticed that Bottega Louie is opening up next to it. So it's really going to be an adult playground.
It's a power corner.
It's a power corner.
Yeah.
When they talked about the line wrapping around, what is the bar?
The mother load.
The mother load. The line to the bars is to the mother load, guys. I'm just like, oh my God. Like,
that's huge for them.
It's huge for them. It's amazing.
Soon there will be a line just in front of Bottega Louie, but for TomTom,
100%.
Which is an additional power move.
100%.
Also, someone had posted like a list of all the celebrity sightings that had been at TomTom.
No way.
And I remember I felt really vindicated because like the third time I went there, I went with some friends of mine who are like into good restaurants and stuff. And I was like, we were all very wowed. They were very wowed. And I was like, see you guys? Like, this place is amazing. Like, this is the new Chateau Marmont. And they
I co-signed that.
But it is.
It is.
Like, we're welcome to a new era where TomTom is like peak where you want to be.
I fully, fully am behind that. Yeah. Who did you guys see? Or did you not see anybody?
We didn't see anyone. It was just like the vibe.
Yeah, it was the vibe.
I was like, soak it up, guys.
Because, you saw Tom Schwartz.
Yeah, Tom Schwartz. Sandoval was there. The bartenders were all stunningly attractive.
You're friends with the bartender or friends one of the server one of the now.
Manager or oh, servers. Right. Yeah. So lots I have an inn. Yes. Which is great.
Friends in high places.
It pays. Living in LA for 10 years has finally paid off because I can go to TomTom whenever I want.
In the form of favors at TomTom.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Honestly, that's all I want in life.
That's the peak.
That's truly all I
does
want.
Does it get much better than this?
No.
TBD.
TBD. No, it does not. I do also, I mean, we're going to obviously get into the episode a bit more, but I need to get this off my chest, which is seeing James Kennedy sitting in his car bopping to his 2017 hit Top Man as Raquel is walking out. And I just like lost my mind.
That was incredible.
It was incredible.
I'm really into the B team aspect of like James, Billy, and Raquel.
I know. I was thinking and about that the other day.
I hope that production just like allows that to continue.
Didn't you feel that you I kind of got like a spinoff vibe when Raquel was walking to the car?
I did, but I was also like, I would love it if next season of Vanderpump Rules, it was like, because like this cast, like the A-team cast, they're all friends. They're not going to cause drama with each other, which then makes them boring television.
Right.
But if they're doing like lifestyle porn type stuff, I like to see them get treated well. And I like to see them in the lap of luxury.
Yes, absolutely. Same. Like, they deserve it. After
they deserve
all these
it.
Years,
they've been through a lot.
They've all been
Sheena
through a lot.
Sheena and Lala like looking over the ledge of that infinity
pool.
Oh
my God. I was like, gorgeous shot.
Good for them. I was
gorgeous
like,
shot.
Happy.
I want to talk to the DP on that particular shot because beautiful framing. Mm-hmm. It was chef's kiss. I loved it.
Soothed me.
But like, soothed me as well.
I don't tune into Vanderpump Rules to feel soothed or to like watch them all live their best lives.
Exactly. We're not here for that.
Need delusional psychos.
Same.
And that's what Billy Lee, James, and Raquel could provide.
They were bringing the psycho.
They're bringing it.
And they were
think
bringing
of
it.
If they allowed them to like incorporate more of their friends from their group, and then you could have a whole new level of like thirsty Hollywood people that are just like trying to get as famous and successful as the A-team Vanderpump people, but you could still have the A-team, but then get the psychos.
I love that. You're onto something. I want to see more of James in the studio.
I need James in the studio. I need Raquel. I could watch Raquel kind of do anything. Like, I was happy that she was popping up, like, seemingly out of nowhere.
When she said she didn't know who Charles Manson was. Shocking. Shocking stuff. Also, the fact that they printed the flyers instead of, like, texting a photo to all of their friends.
Yeah.
And they, like, made it such a big deal that they printed the flyers.
It was expensive, mate.
It was expensive,
mate. I don't know why they won't come to my puppy party. They're disinvited. Fuck them.
Oh my God. I that whole entire scene and him just like bopping. I mean, I actually do love that song.
I love that song.
Top
I like
man.
His music. I think
I'm
his
a bad
music's
man.
Great.
Top man. How's it go again?
Yeah.
Top
that
man.
Good.
I'm a bad man. She said,
get you in the jet. I'll keep
you
well fed.
I mean, my king bed. Royal blue sheets. It's just like bad man, bad man, bad man. I'm like, oh my God,
it's good.
We did discuss how much we love James Kennedy's music and Lala's music. I'm talking about this not even
not
in like
ironically.
Non-ironic sense.
No, like I genuinely love James Kennedy's music, and I want him to succeed.
Me too.
I think he's a great DJ and a performer. He brings a crowd. He's high energy.
Oh wait. What did Billy say? He brings the party life or something? She said something
crazy. He
brings
the party life.
He brings the party life. I was like, okay, that's an interesting way of putting it, but agree.
Yeah. Billy. Like people turn out to see him do his thing.
This is true.
And
this
if
is
he
true.
Can just get a handle on his sobriety, then I think he has like big stuff ahead of him.
I see stars in his eyes and a big future ahead for him.
Yeah. And I think it would behoove him and Raquel and Billy to understand that they do have the like dark star power to carry their own.
Yes.
Like, they don't need the rest of the cast to invite them to events. Just, like, start making your own shit happen.
Yes.
And then lean into that and truly just be like, fuck them. Like, we're going to do our own thing.
100%.
Because them being, like, so butthurt about not being invited is, like, you're looking weak, mate. Like, you got to just, like, you got to look strong.
Pull it together, bruv.
Yeah.
Pull it together. No, I mean, just the entire storyline of the puppy party was incredible in itself, and I'm very glad that we got so much airtime of that alone.
Yeah, I'm excited to see the puppy party.
I'm so excited to see it too
for Graham.
It's not really a puppy party. What did they? Oh, puppy shower. Let's call it what it really is:
a puppy shower. Yeah, let's get into the episode.
Let's get into it
because there's even more to talk about.
There's so much to talk about, which I'm very excited about.
Sheena and Lala are talking about Kristen. And okay, I think, do you think they were all on Molly like the
night
before?
They had to be.
There was no way they weren't, right?
They had to be. Well, first of all, Sheena talking about how she was jealous that Lala didn't want to make out with her the night before, but angry that Lala wanted to hold her hand the next day and said that it wasn't right. I was like, oh my God.
She's like, I'm here for you and I will hold your hand, but then like you don't want to reciprocate. It's like, Sheena, those are not the same thing at all.
It was so wild to me to hear her like put that into words. I was like, oh, you're upset that she didn't want to make out with you at the party. Interesting.
Okay. Sheena's warped sense of reality never fails to amuse.
Her photo that she sent.
I loved it.
I loved it so much. I want to post it.
I love Sheena. Like, she's really serving this season. Like, she's doing a great job. I'm sad for her. Whatever this like Adam storyline is, like, I don't know what the truth of the matter is.
I want her to be happy. I want her to find love. I want her to have her happily ever after.
Yeah.
I want her to have all the things.
I think Adam, after this episode, I was like, I think he might be closeted and she's like a beard for him.
Oh, wow. I didn't think of that.
Or he's like bi, but he's not really comfortable like coming out.
I didn't think of that.
People had been circulating that rumor a little bit, and I don't know. And then after this episode, I was like, no, something's amiss. Yeah, something's amiss.
Not right there. Hmm. Curious.
Because, like, why would he go over to her house, like, right away when she gets back from the airport?
Oh, right.
He goes and immediately goes to, like, fuck her. And obviously, that's like, he misses her. But then...
But he didn't respond
says to Lisa.
The text.
He's not responding to texts. He doesn't want Sheena to get the wrong idea.
Well, maybe he's a commitment vote, but he wants to
get laid.
Get laid.
Maybe.
I mean, maybe he's just a man. Isn't that how all men are at this point?
Just a fucking man.
Just a man. But yeah, no, I do think that they were probably on Molly.
Yeah.
Or something.
And what really sealed the deal on that?
It was
Kristen doing that like raver dance.
I was
my
just
queen.
About to say that. Was absolutely incredible. My queen as well. Oh my God. I mean, everybody who's listening will probably know exactly what we're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
The light show with the hands, which she didn't even have the proper gloves on.
Yeah.
She didn't have the proper instrumentation to be doing this dance.
She just had like two lights, one on each hand.
It was like the table candles that like have little batteries in them. And she probably like picked them up and was just like, I'm going to
And then raved.
Go with it.
I don't
raved.
Even know how to do that dance.
I don't either, but she looked great
she's
doing it.
She's a professional
it.
Raver.
I wonder if she's going to EDC.
I hope so.
I've never seen any of them at a festival before. Wait, oh my
God.
They
go to Coachella.
Well, I hope I see them.
I'll bet. Are you going to Coachella? You probably will see them.
It's still up in the air for me, but I would love to go just to see them. I have seen Kristen. I have to retract my previous statement. I saw her backstage at a Third Eye Blind concert in Orange County.
Whoa.
Like 3 to 4 years ago. And like,
that's a deep cut.
It was a deep cut. It was, I think she was single at the time. It was post-Sandoval, but pre-Carter.
She probably was single.
So she was like really...
And on the prowl.
And I was just staring at her the whole time, like at the Third Eye Blind concert, one of my favorite bands in the world. And I'm just not paying attention to the show, rather watching Kristen
just
enjoy the show.
About Dodie.
I was like, this is exactly what I was not expecting to see, but I'm so glad I'm here for it.
Did she rock?
She rocked.
I love that.
She rocked. She rocked out.
Did she do the like rock and roll sign? She was kind of, yeah, she was,
I mean, I don't really remember a rock and roll sign. I feel like I would have remembered her doing something like that, but she was a little, yeah, she was a little rowdy. She was whipping the hair, doing the whole thing.
She's just a blue jean baby.
She was a blue jean baby. Yeah. She was an American girl.
God.
At the rock show.
That's a really good sighting.
Yeah. It was incredible.
I wouldn't have been able to pay attention.
That was my favorite sighting I've ever seen. And then 2 years later, no, sorry, a year later, she moved into my old apartment building.
Oh my God.
And I was like, Kristen and I are in the same orbit. Like, we're in like the same orbit.
Mm-hmm.
We keep seeing each other. I don't know what this means for me or my life.
It's just a matter of time before you guys are like riding the rail.
riding the rail of the festival together.
Yeah.
I'm ready for that, honestly. Mm-hmm. Kristen gets a lot of hate, but like, I just, you know, there's something about her that anybody on the show who gets a lot of hate, I have some sort of
affinity towards.
Absolutely.
I love Kristen. Like,
I love Kristen too.
She's like everything to me.
I honestly, same.
Yeah, she's really good. How do you feel about Katie?
Katie?
I mean, I know that she's like married to your man, so.
Katie's married to my man.
Complicates things.
I do not want to talk shit on Tishwa's wife.
That's a classy move.
Yeah, I would never want to do that. I would never want him to, you know that I said these things about the person he loves and has decided to spend the rest of his life with. But I do think that she takes a lot of shit out on him,
mm-hmm.
a lot of shit out on everyone around her. And I would like to see her reel it in a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I think she can be really, really good. And who's to say, really, you know,
she has
how much of it is
potential.
She has potential. She mm-hmm. really does. I think that she just, I mean, with the rage texts in the previous episode, it was just kind of like shocking to me.
That we were back at this place once again.
Dark, dark, dark place.
We thought we'd made so much progress and then realized, no, we hadn't at
all.
Oh,
no, we had not.
All it takes is one vodka cranberry to just send you into a full-blown spiral. Pay for internet Wi-Fi so that you can verbally abuse your boyfriend who's sleeping.
It made me sad, honestly. And I actually have gotten into a similar fight with an ex-boyfriend too.
Over first class.
Well, he got upgraded to first class and then I sat in the very back row of the plane.
Oh, that's, yeah, that would enrage me.
I wasn't with anybody else. She was with her friends at least.
Yeah.
So I have been in a situation.
A trade me situation.
Yeah, I didn't want him to trade me. I was just like, trade it with somebody else and come sit next to me.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that she took it a step too far. I was just like, whatever, you're going to sit in first class and leave me hanging back here, whatever. Like,
yeah,
it's, you know.
It's mildly annoying, but it just is what it is. And then you get over it and move on with your life.
Yeah, it's water under the bridge, move on. Like,
the last row, though, is that's a real troll.
It was upsetting.
You can't even sit back in the last row.
An absolute troll.
You sit upright.
No, I could not push my seat back at all.
You get to smell all the bathrooms.
The bathroom, yeah. It was not fun. It was not great. But yeah, I saw that and I could relate to it at first. And then once I heard how she had handled the situation, I was like, oh, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
I would never treat you like that, Tom.
Mm-mm. I do get the sense that you guys would make a really like chill couple
together.
Oh,
wow. Wow. Don't put ideas into
like,
my head.
I mean, I think he does need a woman in his life who like cracks the whip on him a little bit. But now that woman can just be Lisa. So it doesn't have to be whoever he's with.
Yes.
But him and Katie's dynamic has always been like she's cracking the whip on him. So I don't know if they can get out of that.
I don't know if they can get out of that either. And I think, I mean, I hope that they find kind of a happy medium because when they're good, they're really good, right? Like,
yeah,
I like to see them like happy and loving each other. And I bawled during their wedding and, you know, all of the things.
Mm-hmm.
I think that there is definitely a deep love between them.
Yeah, there's something there.
There's something there. And I just don't like, ugh, I think that they both have a lot of, I think that Katie probably has more things that she needs to work on within herself, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's trickling into the marriage a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to speculate, but I just, you know, there is, it's sad to watch them fight. I don't like it. It stresses me out.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else on the show, I don't feel like it's that serious. Even Jax and Brittany fighting, I'm just like, ah, they'll be fine. But like when they fight, it like really stresses me out. Really stresses me out.
Because they say things to each other. They cross the line.
They really cross the line. It's
and always have.
Yeah,
I know. And then like, I just don't know how you bounce back from that over and over and over.
I don't know.
Because my boyfriend poured a beer on my head.
Oh my God.
Speak again.
Absolutely not.
Katie's like,
that was blonde
let's
Katie.
Get married.
Blonde, yeah. Katie.
Orange hair. Katie with the iconic.
Iconic. Absolutely iconic.
Single process orange hair.
Yeah. That was a look.
I miss those days.
I miss those days too. Simpler times.
Season 2 was really where it was at.
I know. I'm a big fan of the early days.
Yeah, same. Lala's reeling with anxiety, which makes me think that this is all like a post-Molly, like come down anxiety.
Yes.
Or like post-partying, you're hungover, you're anxious as fuck.
Yes.
That's how I felt like after I had like a sober month and then like got drunk and then I felt hungover and then so anxious the next day.
I did not even think about that, honestly, until this moment.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, oh yeah, I've had a crazy panic attack like that, but not really when I think about it. Like in that sense of like there is something definitely darker happening.
Yeah. Or just
it's funny watching them kind of like explain what has happened the night before. And then like we're watching it and we're just like, oh, yeah. Like, I mean, Ariana's like made up her own language. And like mm-hmm. you guys, they're all just talking about like, yeah, like we had so much fun last night. And like, you know, the anxiety attack, but it went away and like all of this stuff and just like watching it. Like, I just wonder, like, I don't know. I would love to see them watch it back.
Yeah.
If somebody videotaped me or filmed me like the night before I had that like really aggressive hangover at Tom Tom, like, mm-hmm. and I had to watch it on TV with the rest of the world. Like, I always think about that with all of them.
Oh yeah. I've like, never thought about that, that you have to like relive.
Yeah. I'm
your
like,
most,
I don't
want to like,
relive that. Like, I don't often drink.
Yeah.
So when I do drink, sometimes it's just like, no, that was not a good idea because you're not a drinker.
Mm-hmm.
But all of them, maybe it's because they are all frequent partiers in like a very big way. And so
yeah,
just like none of it really affects them.
I think so.
I don't know.
And they also like, as far as like rewatching your drunken antics, like the night before wasn't as bad as it's been in the past. Like, I feel none of them were like screaming at anyone.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I guess Bo and Stassi like had their own kind of like side thing.
Oh my God, there's so much to cover.
But like in the club, it's just kind of like, wow, you're all really hot. You're like showing your asses, but you look amazing and you're making out
right.
and seem like you're having the time of your life.
Right. No, I mean, there was nothing that I was like, this is embarrassing for them.
But they're talking about.
I just felt bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I mostly felt bad for Lala because I really felt for her. In that situation.
Yeah. Oh. I feel like her anxiety was, though, drug-induced.
I think it was definitely
And then, like, lasted into the next day because it was just, like, maybe she had been sober for a while and then did drugs and, like, drank a lot and, like, was feeling really edgy. But I like that they talked about it in very vague terms.
Yeah.
Like, Stassi at one point just goes, last night was a lot of partying and you don't really do that. And so I was like, oh, I'm putting together that like,
I did not really put one and two together like you have. And so I'm kind of, the gears are turning in my head now and I'm remembering these scenes.
Mm-hmm. I just think that they party like crazy, like
yeah.
a lot more than we get to really see. Like
yeah.
we see all the drinking.
Oh, they have to.
But like
they
you can't drink that much unless you're really on something else at the same time.
Yeah, there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah.
I would be asleep after the fifth tequila shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's something going on there. I mean, oh man, I would love to like have like a producer on the show kind of spill some of the more intimate, dirty secrets of production.
Yeah, the salacious things that they've been doing behind the scenes. Yeah, that needs to happen.
We need that. We'll get the tell-all one day for sure.
Oh, definitely.
For sure. Once the contracts are up.
Bo is sad because he is dating the devil, and he and Stassi have like a one-on-one, like heart-to-heart. He's covered in like hives.
Eczema
and
hives. Eczema. Yeah, it was upsetting.
I was like, what's on his arm? And then I was like, is that, I wonder if that's like a reaction. And then it was confirmed. And I was
he's
like,
allergic
damn.
To Stassi.
Yeah, allergic to her insane behavior.
I know. That was wild. I love Bo. I love Bo.
I like him and Stassi together. Like, I like think that they really too. Make a lot of sense, and I root for them as a couple.
Me too.
And it's hard to see Stassi act like such, like, just such a monster to him.
I know.
Kind of unprompted. Like, I get where, I understand where she's coming from, is just having dated, like, sleazebag dudes.
Right. It's you know, understandable. We've but all been there.
That doesn't give you the excuse to, like, freak out.
No.
Like, and scream at someone. I mean, I realized too that on the show, a lot of the men use the term battered.
I was going to bring this up. I'm so glad you said that, because I think
it's like a constant.
Remembering Tom Sandoval when they dressed in drag.
He's battered wife.
Look at him. He's battered. He's a battered wife. And just like Tom Schwartz, just like sitting with like no life in his eyes, just like looking up. Probably one of the simultaneously funniest and saddest things I've ever, ever, ever watched on television. Maybe second to Ariana in the studio.
Yeah.
Singing her song.
Which I liked that song.
I love that song
as
well.
Really good.
Oh my God. But yeah, no, it's wild, huh? Like I've never heard men use that term so much. And also like, maybe they're not wrong.
Yeah.
They're not wrong. Like, some of these women can be a little bit abusive to them at times, and it makes me sad.
It's, totally.
You know?
I mean, when Stassi comes at him...
Not to get all real deep, but...
But yeah, I mean, let's get deep.
Let's get deep.
She comes at him with such force, and then basically...
Hostility.
Tells... Yeah, hostility, no trust.
Yeah.
Basically tells him what his own intentions are. And then if he tries to say anything and defend himself, then she freaks out even more. Like, even on the bench when they were outside, and I just can't take it. And then she's like, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're just, and it's like, no, just take a step back. Like, he's not trying to break up with you. He's literally not trying to do anything right now. And like, you're getting too keyed up.
I had thought that she would come back with more of an apologetic tone the next morning, considering what they had gone through at her and Ariana's joint birthday.
Yeah.
And she was very sorry. But this time it just kind of seems like she was just like, you know what? Like, you sat there crying basically in my arms for 2 hours, but I'm not going to even really acknowledge the fact that like this is like truly, truly eating you up. And I'm just going to like pounce on you for saying this one kind of like throwaway comment, like, oh, I can't do this anymore. Of course he can't do this anymore. He's getting hives.
Yeah.
He's getting hives from fighting.
His body is rejecting this relationship in its current state.
His body is rejecting it. It's so upsetting.
Yeah. So you just need to be like listening and then be chill. Because the more you lean into that, it's like you're going to manifest him breaking up with you.
Exactly. That's how I see it as well.
Yeah.
It was upsetting to see.
But I
sure.
guess like she goes to see a shaman next episode.
I know.
Like
I'm so excited for that.
I want to go see a shaman.
I thought that as well. I was like, I need some demons to be exercised.
Yeah.
Who's Stassi's contact?
I know.
If it works for her, then it will definitely work for anyone.
Yeah. Katie shames Schwartz's penis.
I saw that too.
And says that his dick is like this big, which looked like, I mean, regular-ish size.
I mean, if I were him, I'd be so fed up at this point. You cannot speak to the person that you're literally married to like that.
on camera.
On camera. And it's been an issue in the past. She said some
Your dick doesn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that, she just goes for the lowest blow because she just, like, she can't think of anything
better than manhood. You cannot attack a man's manhood and think on cam and think that A, you're going to get away with it. B, it's not going to affect him. C, it's not going to affect your relationship. Like, but, oh my God, if I were Tom, I mean, I'd probably be like kissing random girls too.
You would just like
too.
Make, you would just like marry yourself because then you'd be in love with yourself.
Yeah. Yes. This is, this is true. If I were Tom and I got to see myself in the mirror every morning. No, I mean, I just, I almost don't blame him for the way that he's, you know, stepped down on her, because if somebody was speaking to me like that, I would have zero self-confidence in myself. And like, I wouldn't want to like show somebody like that affection.
Mm-hmm.
She's so like, you know, hung up on the fact that he's not showing her affection. He's too busy with the bar. And it's like, well, maybe don't speak to somebody like that.
Yeah. And it's like, it's this balance between, or there's no balance between this, but it's just like, either you're really needy, which he says, like, Katie's not needy, but, and it's like, right. No, she's needy.
Right.
And when you're not just like needy, then you're mean because you're not getting your way. So there's very little like time that you're existing in a space between those of just being like loving and like sexy with each other.
Yeah. Yeah. There's not much room for it.
Yeah.
There's
and I feel like they probably don't have sex ever. Like, I feel like that's very true.
Well, he brought that, Tom brought that up again.
He's like heart to heart with Sandoval and Ariana.
I know. That was, yeah, I don't know how I feel about what's going on between them, but I hope that they figure it out and be kinder to one another.
Yeah.
I really would like them to be kinder to one another. For them, not for us as the viewers, but
it's interesting.
It's almost too much to watch sometimes. Like, when she said that, I was just like, I choked.
It was a shocker.
I choked.
And then she's like, no, you're a grower, not a shower. And it's like, I understand. Yeah, it's just a no.
It's too much.
But
then
it also makes sense why, when it comes to having an actual sexy romantic interlude,
it's
Doritos.
Yeah.
And like meow meow.
It's shrouded in humor.
Yeah, because you can't actually earnestly seduce one another or have like a purely like desirous sexual encounter.
100%.
You spend so much time just like saying the worst things to each other.
Yeah, dude, they're blocked. Like, they're fully blocked.
They need a shaman.
They need a shaman.
Or a lawyer to divorce.
Or a lawyer. Or me.
Yeah. You just step in.
I step
in. And turn this Bubba train around.
Oh my God. The Bubba train is going back from where it came from.
Yeah.
If I'm involved.
It's going into like the coal mining pit.
gotta reverse the Bubba train. Yeah, no, I'm upset watching all of that. I don't like it.
It wasn't good.
Not good.
Lisa walks into Sir dressed like a pimp.
Yes.
Like, did you notice her
outfit?
She
did walk into Sir dressed like a pimp. Maybe it was to be more in charge of reprimanding Tom.
Like the Adam, who was like texting in the kitchen. She really like achieved her final like Sir Pimp form in this one scene.
I know.
And then Adam reveals that he's like not that into Sheena, or like doesn't want to give Sheena the
wrong
idea.
He's just not that into you, Sheena.
But like, then Sheena is like, we're best friends. He's my best friend. Like, he doesn't want a relationship. It's like complicated, but like we do everything together. We hang out every day.
I think that for her, it's a defense. I think that she would obviously love to
date
be coupled up with him in a more real sense of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that she is guarding herself a little bit just because of all of the shit she's been through with
Rob.
Oh, Rob. But you know what I mean? Like, I think that she has her guard up a bit, and I think that I can see like kind of like the desperation behind her eyes almost when she says things like that. It's like, no, like you definitely like him.
Yeah.
But you're just trying to pretend that you don't.
She goes into like chirp mode.
Yes.
And that's when you know Sheena's
upset
about it deep down.
Yep. Absolutely.
I would love to see Sheena in therapy.
Me too. I feel like we've seen everybody else in therapy besides Sheena. Well, that's not true. I would love like a special, a Vanderpump Rules special, mm-hmm. where it's just each individual's therapy session.
Yeah. For 1 hour.
Yeah, I'm pitching
like that HBO show.
I'm pitching that. Oh my God, yes. Yes. I'm pitching that.
Yeah.
We need Dr. Melfi in here, please. We need
Get Dr.
Melfi in here.
Because Sheena would be amazing because I feel like she would just like deflect the entire time.
Yes.
Like she'd just be like, she'd launch into a monologue, but the whole thing would be about how she's not really upset by anything and she doesn't really care. But then you would realize just how much and how deeply she cares about every single thing that happens to her.
Dr. Melfi would break that shit down in a second.
Yeah, she'd have a field day.
Oh my God, Dr. Melfi would have a field day with Sheena.
Jax and Dr. Melfi. She would have to set so many boundaries with him.
Wow. Oh my God, this crossover?
Yeah, he would try and fuck. She'd say no. Try and keep things professional.
This is exactly what would happen.
God, we need a Sopranos Vanderpump Rules mashup.
Crossover.
Yeah.
Honestly, they're not too far off from each other.
They're not. They're more similar than they are different.
Which is kind of frightening when you think about it.
Oh my God, I'm feeling inspired.
Me too. Let's pitch it.
We have to do it.
We're pitching it.
The gang goes to dinner and Lala's being anxious and honestly, it's bordering on like too much.
Okay, yes. So this is where she starts grabbing everybody's hands and
she's like, no one's taking my seat. Like I have to have an ocean
view.
I'm sitting here in the middle and then it's like
end seat.
Yeah. If you're really this upset right now, like take a Xanax and go lie in your bed.
Yeah.
Like you don't have to be on camera. Like you don't have to do this right now.
Right. Which begs the question, is she just doing it for show?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Because if that were me, I would be like, get this fucking camera out of my face. I'm going to bed. Yeah. I don't want to be around people.
I need to watch TV.
Yeah,
I'd be like, I need to watch Vanderpump Rules.
I need to watch Vanderpump Rules. I need to lay in bed with my bottle or whatever she does. Like, mm-hmm. I think, I don't know. Like, it almost feels like she's using that opportunity to kind of like back up her. I mean, I feel bad because she is going through a lot, obviously. So I feel bad even being like, oh, like Lala is just like kind of like, I don't know, I guess like
pumped. There's just this like performative element that I don't trust.
Performative.
Because I'm also like, I've been in situations where I've been anxious or had like a moment of feeling just like dizzy or whatever.
100%.
And I'm literally like, I don't want anyone to touch me.
Same.
Like I would like them to be there in case like I fell down.
Yes.
But it's like, I don't want people to put their hands on me and like do all that. And
100%
so I'm like,
same.
Are you trying? Like, I wonder if she's just trying to like power move everyone again. Cause Sheena kind of tapped into an interesting dynamic where she was like, I feel like everyone has been up Lala's ass since even before her dad passed away. And like,
that's very fair.
I mean, ever since they got access to the PJ, it's like Lala can do no wrong. And
yeah,
she's like the queen bee.
The PJ is currency.
It is.
The PJ is currency.
It changed everything. When
absolutely.
They realized that they could get in on the Randall element.
The Randall plane.
Mm-hmm.
The Randall train. The Randall plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now they're suddenly like very down.
Yeah, 100%.
So Lala having this moment where she's just commanding everyone to touch her and like heal her. And it's just like me, me, me.
Yes.
And like Stassi's done this exact thing too in her own different way. So she knows like that bullshit when she sees it and she's like not falling for it.
Yeah. No, that, I mean, you make a good point.
The new queen of Sir Lala Kent.
Lala. She really has kind of taken the throne from Stassi, hasn't she?
Mm-hmm. It's get on board or get out.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
If you're not on board, well, then you're probably
throwing
Billy
a puppy
Lee.
Shower. Yeah.
Or Raquel.
You're
either Billy Lee or you're Raquel if you're not on board.
Yeah.
At this point.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want to be either of them in this situation because I don't think that being in a bad place with Lala is doing either of them any favors.
No, I think she is now the gatekeeper.
She absolutely is the gatekeeper.
And I also think that I don't understand why Katie is a gatekeeper in so many situations, but it feels like she gets to really dictate who hangs out and who doesn't. And I don't know how she got this power, who bestowed it upon her.
Who bestowed it?
Yeah.
It was Stassi many moons ago.
Yeah. It began with Stassi.
It began with Stassi. And now I think that she's just, I think that Katie, when she's angry or when she like doesn't like somebody, is very scary.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want Katie yelling at me. So I hope she never hears this and what I've said about her
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Like, I would not want to be in a position where she was angry with me, or it just feels like she's somebody who everybody feels like they have to please all the time. And if mm-hmm. they don't please her, then they're going to get yelled at.
Yeah. Or she's going to pull some shit with them that will right. invariably affect like some other element right. of their lives.
Right.
Like Ariana is kind of in the best position because she's just with Sandoval. He's connected to Tom Schwartz, whether Katie likes it or not.
Exactly.
So Ariana can kind of just do her own thing and like feel however she wants, but then yeah. she never will get like truly the wrath of Katie.
Yeah, she kind of has the perfect placement in the group, yeah. I'd say.
Stassi kind of, I don't think Katie would ever turn on her.
No, not at this point.
No.
No. They've been through too much.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, Katie's drunk with power.
She is drunk with power and drunk like with it. Everything else and drunk with tequila. Tequila Katie returned.
Cranberry vodka Katie.
Cranberry vodka Katie is probably almost far worse than yeah. tequila Katie.
Way worse. The blackout comes faster and harder.
100%.
Kristen's nipple keeps popping out at dinner.
But she said it was a bruise from Carter biting
yeah,
her.
Yeah, he bit her.
So...
Thinking about their sex life is
I don't
like
want to even think about it.
Yeah.
I don't.
But I'll bet Kristen is great in bed.
I agree.
Like she brings her A game every single time.
I 100% agree.
And I'm here for Kristen's like renaissance as just like a clumsy like boob flasher.
Yeah, me too. I'm really loving Kristen in the past few episodes. I feel like she's been pretty mild.
Yeah.
And, like, even, I mean, oh my God, wait, what is she calling herself now? Mariposa.
Mariposa.
Mariposa. Yeah, I love Mariposa. Bring in Mariposa and get rid of Kristen.
If you have to create an alter ego to just like exist in this world, like, I'm here for it.
I am here for it, honestly. I really am.
I do want single Kristen, though, to like reemerge.
Me too.
Like, I think that she could do way better than Carter. She could easily like get a man.
She needs to get out of that apartment.
She's got to get out of there.
Let me tell you, I've lived in that building.
Do they still live in the same building?
Yeah, they do. They live in the building that, well, I believe Kristen lived there by herself when I was still living there.
And then Carter moved in.
But yeah, it's like, One of those really awful like new buildings, but like nothing is nice. It's yeah. like a fake luxury apartment building.
Yeah,
like a fake luxury West Hollywood apartment building, which like there's like one every block here. Mm-hmm.
There's eight every block here. Cheap materials.
It's like the ventilation is bad. It's just weird.
You might get some AC, but it's like not a lot of bright light.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's
natural light.
No natural light.
Yeah.
Very scary. She lived on the same floor that I did.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Did you ever like catch her coming and going?
We might have bumped into each other a couple of times, but not as much as one would think.
You and Dodie run deep.
We do. I'm telling you, we're in the same orbit.
Yeah, you might have been on just totally different like schedules.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But we are very close in our, I guess, universal orbit.
You're aligned.
We are very aligned.
This will come in handy when you're with Tom.
With Tom.
You're like, we go way back, Dodie. You just
we
don't
do.
Know.
You just don't know. I do feel insane sometimes when I think about how many times I've seen these people in the wild
mm-hmm.
and how like they just have no idea that I'm just like lurking in the shadows of their lives on accident.
Yeah.
Just on accident. I just always seem to find myself
You find your way.
Yeah.
Wait, so what's crazy though is when they, I think they're all moving to the Valley now. Like Ariana and Tom.
So they bought a house.
Bought a house. So, I guess Katie and Tom bought a house in the Valley.
They did not.
Yeah.
Okay, so
and then Jax and Brittany, and I think they all live like very, very close to one another.
Oh man. See, I kind of hate that. I don't keep up with their lives outside of the show.
You don't follow them on like social media?
Like every now, like I keep up with the music, obviously.
The important things.
The important things. Every now and then I'll do like a little like recon on what's going on because, you know, I just need to be keyed in at least a little bit. But
yeah.
I don't really keep tabs on them outside of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm like spoiler alerting myself if I do.
Well, now you're about to understand. Like, it's weird to think of this show with West Hollywood not being like
exactly.
the biggest presence in it.
West Hollywood is like a major character in the show.
Yeah, or like seeing them around the
exactly.
neighborhood. But I mean, I don't know where James. Oh, James, I guess lives in like Hollywood.
I think like Larchmont, right?
Oh, maybe
I don't know.
Like more east, not like West Hollywood.
Yeah, definitely like more central.
Yeah, so I don't know if Kristen, I think she bought like a condo maybe, but
really?
Maybe she just bought the apartment that she lives in.
Oh man, I hope not. That place is not.
Yeah, I'm unclear,
not
but like
desirable in the slightest.
I root for her breaking up with Carter and then
for sure same.
Spreading her beautiful butterfly wings.
Her mariposa wings.
And landing a new man.
Yeah. Yeah, I would love to see that for her.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to my jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul summertime without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic and comfy year after year.
Quince has it all. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
The best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that.
As you know, I've been on my fitness journey in 2024, so I'm getting into athleisure wear a lot. I have Quince long sleeve shirts, shorts, t-shirts. I wear it to the gym. I wear it out. I wear it to Whole Foods. I wear it to 7-Eleven to buy my Diet Cokes. I'm wearing it all over town.
And people are noticing.
People are fucking noticing.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/sexyunique for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/sexyunique to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/sexyunique.
A new quarter brings new goals, but what about your skincare goals? Small, easy changes in your routine can have amazing results, and your secret weapon should be Dime Beauty.
Dime Beauty is clean, high-end skincare that is affordable, and it really works. Dime didn't sacrifice performance just to make it clean, either. And when I say clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. I have been using Dime Beauty's TBT cream and their Dewy Daily Cream. TBT cream is a retinol alternative that I put on at night before I go to bed, and it's actually been making my skin look glowy and snatched, if I do say so myself.
I've noticed that, and I think our listeners have noticed too, because I've been picking up on a bunch of TikTok comments that have been like, you're glowing recently. So hats off to Dime. No one has time to remember the order of a 10-step skincare routine. The Work System from Dime Beauty has everything you need in one powerful package. It includes a gentle cleanser, a toner, two incredible serums, and two luxurious moisturizers.
Plus, my favorite, Dime's TBT cream, is finally back in stock. Check that out while you're there.
Dime has over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. This year, love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com. So Sheena is mad that Lala didn't make out with her when they were all rolling.
Really mad. Really mad.
And like has a chip on her shoulder about it and equates them as the exact same thing.
I know. I mean, shocking. But also maybe not so shocking.
Yeah.
You know, I guess if I were Sheena, if I were Sheena, I'd probably, if I were Sheena, is the name of a good memoir. 100%. If I were Sheena, I would probably feel similarly, at least out of the sheer fact that they were so close in the past. So maybe it's dredged up a bit of not even jealousy, but kind of like, I don't know, maybe she's just like reminiscing on simpler times, on happier times with Lala when they would make out instead of Lala. And who was she making out with again?
I think she was making out. I thought I saw her make out with Katie.
Okay.
And maybe Kristen. I don't know. It would definitely throw me if I were Sheena to see Lala, my like once ride or die, making out with girls that like hate me.
Oh yeah.
Cause 100%. Sheena's never been 100% in with the Vanderpump crew.
Never.
Like, and she never will be. So I think it has to be upsetting.
I think, yeah, I agree. And I think that anytime somebody that you kind of bring into the group finds their way and finds a way that you never really were able to, that's probably hard for Sheena.
Yeah.
Really feeling for Sheena.
She's dealing with a lot.
Really feeling for her lately. She's dealing with so much.
Tom Schwartz sets up his disgusting seduction scenario.
I was very into.
You're like, oh.
I know.
And when Katie comes in, Schwartz goes, it's all your favorite stuff.
And she goes, mostly. Mostly. That was concerning for a couple of reasons. A, why are those Katie's favorite things? Doritos and bubble tape. And I don't even know what
Milky
else.
Ways.
It was weird. It was like he
just asked for like all the stuff from the mini bar. Like, where did the hotel get all this like junk food?
I'm wondering if it was none of her favorite stuff and it was just whatever Tom could muster up. And it was just a weird scene.
It was weird. And then when Tom was talking about like how he was preparing, he's like, I decided to seduce Katie using her two favorite things, music and junk food. And I was like, if my boyfriend or husband said that about me on camera, that one of my favorite things was food or like junk food specifically, I'd be like, babe, why are you doing me like this?
Like, they're in Mexico. There's so many different ways that you can go. Like,
get a dessert. What about whipped cream and strawberries?
Right, or some champagne.
Champagne.
Wait, did they have champagne? They might.
Oh, yeah. I think he had 2 glasses of champagne.
He had champagne. He had the champagne. But yeah, there was nothing like, there was nothing sexy about
that. There was a zero sexiness factor. Also, they're like, their clothes and dirty suitcases are just like thrown all over the room.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, you're in Mexico. The world is your oyster, or Mexico is your oyster, at least. Like, do something romantic. Go down to the beach. Like, have one of the guys like help you kind of like surprise her with something, like tell them to lead her down to some undisclosed location and have champagne waiting for her, something.
Yeah.
I just feel like he can't fully, like, here's the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why, you know, we would never work, because here's why we'd never work, Tom.
You're getting real now.
I'm getting real. But yeah. I really do think that, like I said, like, everything is shrouded in humor, mm-hmm. because he can't fully ever let go or be vulnerable enough to be like sexy or like seductive, or like, because she's always like either like demeaning him or like laughing about him, or like, I mean, kind of likewise, like neither of them take each other seriously. So yeah. How is he supposed to, like, doing romantic things for somebody is like kind of corny. Yeah. But like, if you like love somebody, it's like actually not corny at all, is it? It's like, oh wow, like this
it's
is
thoughtful.
Like thoughtful and like special. And like, I think that like there's, like I said, like there's like a block where like instead of doing something romantic and thoughtful and I don't know, maybe like a little more highbrow, like you have to do something that's a joke, because or else there's like going to be some weird disconnect.
Yeah.
And it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. It's uncomfortable, I think.
Also, it's like, why, if he says Katie's not feeling good, why are you going to spread out junk food all over the place? No one who's like not feeling good or like hungover wants to come back to like just like messiness on the bed. It's like, get the turn down service going, have someone clean up the entire room and light a bunch of candles while you're out.
Candles.
Then and like draw a bath.
Couples
and then you
massage.
Do a bath or a couples massage.
Rose
petals
in the bath. I mean,
it's not rocket science.
It's actually not rocket science.
And it's just like, that is a more thoughtful like gesture of like, I know that you would really like this.
Exactly.
Like, oh, you would think this is like hilarious.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh,
there's so much to unpack there.
There's a lot to
unpack.
There's
so much to unpack. And the more and more we talk about it, the more like I feel it's very, very dark.
Yeah. You're and like now falling out of love.
I'm not falling out of love, because I still think he is, you know, he's got the banter, he's got the charm, but what I am falling out of is the idea that that was a good choice.
Yeah.
I am reconsidering my particular affinity towards that situation.
He'd need to step up his game.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And like, what was I gonna say? I had another thought. Oh yeah, it's moments like the chips on the bed and the bubble tape and her kind of, I mean, I don't think she was really into it, but she has to like pretend like she was, because she asked for this, which is, she said like, I need you to pay a lot of attention to me and really like stop neglecting me. So he did his best Schwartz job, and you can tell she doesn't actually like it.
No.
It's awkward.
No.
She doesn't like the violinist. Like, you can see it on her face, but then in her talking head, she used to be like, it was really so sweet. And that is kind of like a sweet like revenge for how awful Katie can be, where you're like, now you've made your own bed and have to lie in it and own that, like pretend that you like this.
I wonder if off camera she let him have it a little bit and was like, that's not,
it was like,
what
it's
I was
messy
talking about.
Everywhere. Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure she'll bring it up like later on, like in a year from now or like next season.
She'll
be like,
ammo.
Yeah, it'll be like, oh, your idea of fucking romance is just chips on the bed.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Oh my God, it was so, oh my God. Okay, I don't know what is up with me, why I thought that this was sweet. I mean, I guess I would think it was sweet if I was like, seeing a guy within like the first couple months of dating him, I'd be like, you're dumb, and like, this is like, you know, it's not that serious, and like,
yeah,
this is kind of cute. But when he like pulled her closer to him,
she's kind of stiff, and
she's
then
stiff, like
is leaning there,
right, you can like feel her displeasure,
and like she probably doesn't want to have sex. Like, if
no.
if someone said like, I don't feel good, the last thing that you're gonna get out of that person is a sexual interaction. So if what you want is a sexual interaction, maybe think of doing something that's like sexy to set the mood.
Yeah,
which, like, Doritos don't do that.
Doritos do not set the mood.
No.
I
love a Dorito, but I don't want to fuck someone that's like eating Doritos. like right in bed with me.
The next morning when he was like, what did he say? He said he's like, wearing Dorito perfume.
Yeah.
Oh, like, God.
I'm covered in Dorito cologne.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, that's great. Like, why didn't you take a shower? Why do you smell like Doritos now? I was just moments like that, I'm like, okay, you guys just deserve each other.
I know.
Like, have fun in this, like, misery.
Exactly. I think I have a fantasy of Tom, which does not equate to real life Tom.
You want, like, Tom Schwartz in about 7 years when he's kind of, like, become a legitimate business owner. The show's over. Like, he and Katie's relationship is blown up. They've moved on. And then he's kind of a more responsible. He's had time to go to therapy and really sort out, like, what led him to all those decisions in his life. And then he's kind of, like, becomes, like, a George Clooney bachelor type.
Yes, yes. Little Silver Fox Tom. Yeah.
And into then that. You guys.
I'm into that.
Maybe also, like, your love story begins when you're both in your, like, 50s.
Mm, it could, but I don't really know if I want to be coupling up with Tom as a 50-year-old woman. Well, but you never know.
You never know.
I just...
Life can take you a lot of places.
Life can take me a lot of places. Yeah. But I don't know if I want it to take me there. Mm-hmm. After careful consideration.
You're like, maybe young not. Tom.
Maybe not. But I mean, when you think about it, they've been together for so long. Mm-hmm. They were basically kids when they first got together. And that's really, really difficult to carry into
your 30s.
Yeah.
And like adulthood.
Yeah.
It's a lot of like growing.
A lot of growing. But a lot of growing that I think they haven't done.
Yeah.
Like a lot, like when I think that there's a disconnect because they've maybe stunted each other's growth a little bit.
Totally.
You know?
I think it's one of those things where had their friend group not been so intertwined with their relationship, they probably would have broken up like and never gotten married.
Absolutely.
But because it's like my friends date his friends and like, we all hang out together, it adds another element. Yeah,
a relationship of convenience.
Yeah,
which I mean,
and we live together and have pets together. It just adds more and more layers of reasons not to break up when the reason to break up, like I'm just like a firm believer, and if you feel like you want to break up with someone, you should probably break
up with
them.
You should do it.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree completely.
Like, I don't believe in just like making excuses and sitting
or trying to make it
waiting.
Work.
Yeah.
If you don't have any real stakes in something.
And like, you're not being, like, pulled to that. I understand being, like, annoyed at who you're dating or 100%. Needing a little bit of space. But, like, if you're like, this isn't working for me, I say jump fucking ship and go find someone else.
Yeah. And I feel like they've dragged it out because they feel like they have all these anchors,
mm-hmm.
which aren't real anchors. Like, having a pet together is not a real anchor.
No, it's just an excuse that you, because you don't want to do something that's painful short term.
But that kind of speaks to the type of relationship that they're in, which is that they are constantly dealing with these like really small increments of pain that they're inflicting on one another instead of just like chopping the dead foot off.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what that weird Saw reference is.
Yeah, it made sense to me.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay,
it was
glad.
A good reference.
I'm like so glad.
A really visceral,
really
visual
visceral, yeah.
reference.
I guess that's what I was going for.
Chop the foot off.
Because
you have gangrene, you got to get rid of it.
I think of their relationship as a dead foot. It's just like you're dragging it around.
You have an infection.
You know?
Yeah. Started out in your toe. Now your toe's black. And it's like slowly creeping up your ankle.
Yeah.
And like your veins are starting to show. And
exactly.
It's like you're either going to lose your leg or your life, or you can cut the foot off.
Cut the foot off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Like there's these really, really small increments of pain that they're inflicting on one another instead of just inflicting one kind of like massive blow and like blowing it up and then dusting themselves off,
mm-hmm.
and starting anew somewhere more pleasant.
Yeah.
Because I just think that, yeah, I feel like a lot of people definitely do this, but like it's hard to watch people do it over the course of however many years.
Yeah.
Where they're just like
chipping away at each other.
Yeah. Chipping away at each other slowly and instead because they're too afraid to do the big thing,
mm-hmm.
which is
End it.
Cut the foot off.
Yeah, cut it right off.
Cut that foot off.
Save the legs.
Save the legs, save the body, save the coiffed hair.
Yeah. Britt and Jax are engagement party planning.
Oh, God, yeah.
And
wild.
I think one of her relatives is named Jolly.
Well, that wouldn't surprise me.
She went down that list and she's like, all right, here's my list. And I also love planning this when you're trying to pack and go to an airport. Like, it's obviously not the time, but production's like, I guess, talk about this right now or figure out something to talk about. And she's like, Eileen, like Esther, Maritha, Melissa, Jolly. And I was like,
Maritha, Melissa, Jolly.
Jolly. I'm really into Jolly and
I can't wait to meet Jolly.
Yeah, I want Jolly to have like he or she's own, his or her own moment in like the sun.
We will have that.
Yeah, like I'm excited for all of Britney's relatives because it seems like there are more of them than there are of like Jax's people.
Which I feel for him with the stuff with his mom. That's, I mean, oh my God, that's just so intense. Like, I've actually started to kind of have a bit more empathy for Jax this past season. I see him kind of like trying and being a decent person. And I think it lends to his new lease on life after his dad's passed away.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I just feel for him if he's, I think he really is trying and I don't know how much that can really, will do for him.
Yeah, or just how trying, far it will go. Like,
Jax's trying is not equivalent to like the normal person trying, you know? Yeah. So, but I, that was hard to watch.
I do kind of think that he has more opportunities in life partnered up with a person like Britney.
Absolutely.
Then like
he knows that too.
Single and on the loose.
He knows that too. But just to kind of back up what I was saying, like even like while they're in Mexico and he's like worried about her when she's like taking all these shots because like she's literally telling the doctor, okay, I'm gonna stop drinking, and then she's like throwing back tequila shots.
Mm-hmm.
And he's worried about her. And maybe it's for selfish reasons because he does at one point say like, oh, I want to have kids one day. Or like, I'm worried about Britney's health because like, I want to have kids or this or that. Or like, you know, I want to be with this person. But I think it also like lends to the fact that like, he knows that like, life is not always just like,
fine.
Yeah.
Like you can get sick and you can die. Like life is fragile.
Life is fragile. Life isn't promised. And I think that like, he probably is like having a bit of a crisis in terms of, you know, coming to terms with the fact that you are able to lose people. So to see him kind of getting worked up about Britney's health, it was like maybe not even a selfish moment for him, actually. Maybe it was just like he's, I don't know, finally growing up or something. But so I felt bad that, you know, he doesn't have all the people in his life coming to their engagement party.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like, I feel like this is all leading up to some sort of like televised reunion with his mom.
Oh, for sure.
And
I love how,
because
I
love, like, you can't just not invite your mom to this wedding.
I know. Yeah, they're definitely just like,
and they're laying the seeds of the mom stuff. And like, I also, sure. I mean, we don't know the details, obviously.
I'm thinking like too highly of Jax Taylor. Once again, here I am.
A little bit with the rose-colored glasses.
Me with the rose-colored glasses. I don't know what it is about the show, but I have like immense empathy for them at times. And like, I know I shouldn't, or I know that it's just like, or I should know well enough that it's just production kind of, you know, creating a storyline.
They're twisting your heartstrings.
I am the ideal viewer. I am the ideal viewer.
You're buying what they're selling.
I'm buying what they're selling.
I like it.
I know.
I'd have a lot. I feel like a lot of the time I can veer into like, sometimes I feel like insanely cynical watching the show.
Me too.
I'm like, love is dead. Me too. It matters.
But then
you're giving me a lot of hope because you come on and you're like, you know what? Jax doesn't have people who are there for him and like blah blah blah. But you're right. Like he,
you know?
Yeah. And I saw like a post about they have like mock ups of Mama's beer cheese. It's gonna be on sale for $5 a tub.
We gotta try it.
We have to try it.
I would love to have a tasting session like Jax and Britney did.
Totally. But I also was like in the shower today, had a thought that was like, Brittany could have like this whole Southern kind of cooking empire.
She 100% could.
Like
it she's like starts, America's sweetheart.
Yeah. Like it starts with Mama's beer cheese. Then it goes to like Mama's preserves or something.
Mama's the brand for yeah, sure.
Mama's the brand. But then it all centers around that. And it's kind of like Cracker Barrel or something.
Yeah.
Like I see her having some sort of Cracker Barrel. Well, like I got a premonition of it.
Honestly, I love that. I love that for her.
I kind of am into it.
I'm actually very into it. We kind of are lacking a figure like that
right now. I know there's a real gap in the marketplace. Like I
Rachel
feel like
Ray, I think of
Rachel Ray, but she's is she like Southern though?
She's not.
She's kind of homey, but not Southern. Paula Deen, RIP. Like you're never bouncing back from that. Yeah. So like we don't really have like Southern cooking icon or like food goddess.
It's
brand
Brittany.
To like come through.
It's Brittany.
And it might be Brittany.
She's going to capitalize on that.
And she should.
And she should.
And
she
I would like to. It if she made a lot more money than Jax.
Me too. I mean, I think that she will.
I think she definitely has the
Do
capability.
Do you think that she is currently? I almost feel like, well, I feel like no, because Jax has obviously been a central figure on the show for way longer. But I think that like, I don't know.
He's an OG cast member.
Yes.
I think that on Vanderpump Rules, he makes more money, but I think that with like branding opportunities and social media, Brittany could like go a lot further.
Absolutely.
Just because I feel like women in this space can just, they have more opportunities than 100%. Like.
And Brittany is obviously more lovable and likable than Jax.
Yeah. And then it can lean into like, oh my God, I had to like tame my man. And she's like, you all know what that's like. And I feel like there's a lot of women that can probably relate to her situation. 100%. So I think Brittany's brand is like really strong. Maybe I'll eat my words in a few years, but like I really honestly see this like could potentially blow the fuck up.
I see her popping off like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love that for her.
Yeah.
After all that she's been through.
She was born for this.
Yep. Yeah. She was born for that. Into that.
Into it, for it. Back in WeHo, the B team is planning Raquel's puppy shower for Graham.
Puppy shower for Graham because they love Graham as much as they would love a baby.
And they really want to welcome him into the family.
Into the family. Stassi quipping back at Raquel by saying that a baby shower is something that you do before the baby is born. And yeah. Raquel just like looks at her like dead-eyed.
I'm like, is Raquel
who is Charles
okay?
Manson?
Yeah, like she seems like not, she's like out of it or something.
She does seem out of it. She does. I always feel like I'd like to give her the benefit of the doubt and be like, oh, she's just kind of like aloof maybe. Mm-hmm. But then she actually says things where you're just like, what?
Like, what's going through your head?
Yeah.
Is it just like a blank, like a TV tone?
I don't know. I honestly, I mean, I have zero clue.
Someone I think in the Facebook group was like, is Raquel on the spectrum? Which I never had thought about before, but then I was like, oh,
maybe she is. That would honestly make a lot of sense.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, like live, laugh, love, do you. But I'm just like, I'm like, what is going on? Because well, she literally stares off into space and like it's like nothing is registering.
Yeah.
She's like on the spectrum where she has just like an insane amount of Botox and fillers where
know,
she can't
right?
register.
Yeah,
emotion.
There's not a lot when you look at her that you can kind of pull from.
Yeah.
I actually don't think I've ever once looked at her and been like, I could tell what you're feeling right now.
No.
Even when she gets upset, like it feels like something's missing.
Yeah. I think she wanted to be on the show really badly and saw herself like hanging with Stassi and all those people, which is like, lol, why would you ever think that like you would get welcomed into this group? Like, have you watched Vanderpump Rules?
Know.
Like they do not welcome like new young girls. You don't have like private jet access, so that's off the table.
She definitely does not have private jet access.
And
especially
like,
if she's, you know, forming an alliance with Billy, which also I'm still confused about Billy's allegiance to James. I don't
understand it either.
I feel like I was like watching this episode and I was kind of like, wait, did I miss something? And trying to like rack my brain for the moment when I was like, oh yeah, like James and Billy like kind of like connected and have had this.
No, they were just, I remember like them from the hanging out, huh? I guess from the get-go. And then last summer or sometime before filming, when James was still doing the like parties at Sir, Billy was always there and then they'd be like hanging out together.
Right.
So I don't know what like pushed her into this, but she also is really like going, like she's going over the edge.
I know.
But I
know.
Like it.
I like it too. We need that.
I'm like, please sass Lisa more.
She's spicy.
Yeah.
She's really spicy. She fully lost it on Lisa.
Mm-hmm. Like cussed at Lisa Vanderpump.
Because when Billy first came in, I was like, I really, really took a liking to her like right away. And I was like, you know, she is, I don't know, she's kind of like kind and somebody who is just going to like add to the bland atmosphere of of the current cast.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if I really, I don't know if I really stand by the kind statement. I feel like she's a little spicier than I expected.
She definitely has like an attitude.
She has an attitude.
But I'm also like, we haven't, like I need someone or some like a production person to like lean more into like her monstrous side.
100%.
Because it's kind of like walking the middle ground now where I'm like, okay, well, she's yelling at Lisa. That's an insane thing to do. But like, let's really like go there.
That's what I mean. Like when she first came in, I was like, she's like vanilla and like sweet and like all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, now it's kind of like, oh, okay.
Yeah, she's turning a little
bit.
She's
turning.
She's raging.
I feel like you spend enough time with those people, you turn.
Oh, totally.
You know?
It's inevitable.
Poor Billy.
Everyone has to go through their season of being like hated.
I know.
It's kind of like the way it goes.
Yeah.
And this season, it's hard because there's not one person to like really, really hate.
There isn't. There isn't.
Like you're getting a few hateable moments, but like I've not gotten to like really actively hate someone in the way that I love to hate.
There's no true villain.
Yeah.
This season. And I think that that's why I keep finding myself empathizing with everybody, because everybody has had these moments of actual sanity almost, which is, you know, a deviation from the norm. Insanity. The norm, which is insanity. So I don't know. Like, it's been confusing. It's been a confusing ride.
It's been a really confusing season.
It's been very confusing.
It's been hard in a lot of ways. But I think the reunion, like, apparently Billy Lee gets, like, crazy in the reunion.
What?
Yeah. I'm like, someone's going to have to fall on the sword eventually for this show to, like, continue.
She just has been keeping it all in.
Yeah.
That's what's happening now. Girl. It's being unleashed. I'm ready for it.
Apparently in Mexico, everyone had insane diarrhea.
Oh, yeah.
Did you catch that?
Oh, yeah, I did catch that. I'm like, why are you guys at work? Like, just.
Yeah, did they get off a plane and then have to go fake film their jobs at Sir?
Not sure. And also, I wouldn't want to be having diarrhea at work. I would not want to be having diarrhea.
In the food industry. We were like, sorry, I'm going to go take a crazy shit, but then let me get you some crispy chicken. BRB. But also, I'm like, this. Like, Sir has taken it too far because they don't actually work there. Like, the restaurant is crowded.
Well,
and, like, you're just now, they're filming long scenes with each other when it's, like, they're allegedly putting drink orders in. Like, they're not, like, this is not their job anymore.
Well, as I'm sure you'll get to, Tom is
officially
fired.
Yeah.
So we have that nice little montage.
I was really on board with this episode until that fake scene started.
I know.
And I was just like, can we not like do this? Like,
I know.
Please.
The moments, the highlight reel.
Mm-hmm.
The highlight reel of all of his moments.
I kind of like the highlight reel because all his moments are like really like fucked up.
It was really funny and like very like self-aware. I love when the editors just kind of fully like are in on, I mean, obviously they're in on the joke, but like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, it's even more self-aware sometimes than normal, and that was one of those times where they were just taking the piss out of it.
You got a great say,
yeah,
of Anne Marie, my queen from
Miami.
Oh
my god, queen.
Kristen screaming in an alley, him screaming back. There's lots of good times.
Lots
at Sir.
Of good times.
But I feel like Sir should just like close forever.
I drove by Sir today too. Mm-hmm. I kind of like did my own little accidental tour of Vanderpump landmarks. And it looked like there were some like cobwebs on the building. Like it looked like there's not been much maintenance on the building. And it's
old looking.
It's old looking. And there was like this uninviting sign about brunch, which I would like to check out
really
a brunch.
I just
to see
feel
what
it's going to be very disappointing.
I know, but like, I don't know. It might be disappointing in a fun way.
Yeah.
Like TomTom is there. Not disappointing.
No, TomTom is
TomTom
everything.
TomTom is amazing.
The crown jewel in the Vanderpump Empire.
It is.
Like, I haven't been to TomTom in over a month and it feels wrong.
Was the last time, did you go after the
I think
time
I
we went?
Went one time after the time we went, but then that was it. And I'm craving those buffalo
That was one of the only
wings.
Things I was able to stomach. Yeah. They're not even buffalo wings.
No, it's crazy. Because someone tweeted me, they were like, I made actual buffalo cauliflower wings. Like, look at this picture, like in honor of TomTom. And I was like, those look great. But what you don't realize, because you've never been to TomTom, is that they're really more of like an Asian flavor profile.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's like a teriyaki wing.
Like a sesame, sticky sesame.
Yeah. And it's not spicy really, is it? Maybe a little bit.
They're a little spicy, but like why? I don't understand
like
why they're called buffalo wings. Yeah.
I don't either.
It's like there is no buffalo.
There's no buffalo
element to those.
I wonder if anybody's brought that up to Lisa.
I mean, I would love, I feel like we talked about this when we were there, but like to give good feedback, like to just help improve the TomTom empire.
Yeah, we should. We
like free
should.
Meals and drinks in return for like a thorough like discussion about everything that was
our
like,
retainer deal.
Yeah. We can go anytime we want.
X amount of free food and free drinks.
And then write a report or fill out like a card afterwards that says like, this is the highlight. Yeah. This is the low light.
They
improve
need
on XYZ. Like, they really do.
They need us.
Quality control.
Quality control. Lisa, call us. Please.
Call us.
Please.
Lala gets dressed down by Lisa for not wearing a shirt.
And then she rolls the shirt up into a
crop top anyways. Yeah.
So.
I was liking that.
I liked that, too. I was like, she's not going to fully take the criticism.
No. She's like,
she never
that
does.
Really bums me out because like I just want to wear a bra to work.
I thought when they showed that little clip during the commercial break, I thought that, or rather before the commercial break, kind of like teased the situation between them. I thought that Lala was going to say something like about feminism and like, well, like what's wrong with like being in a strip club? And I was really disappointed that that didn't happen.
Yeah. Her like
that was
feminist
my initial reaction was like, oh, like Lala's going to get mad at Lisa for being like, what's wrong with dressing like a strip club? Like what's wrong with a strip club?
Yeah.
Which fair, very fair. But yeah, so I was disappointed because I miss Lala's feminist manifestos.
Yeah, she's really fallen off of that like storyline.
I know.
Or narrative for herself.
I know.
No longer a feminist.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Only time will tell.
Only time will tell.
Sheena is glowing from fucking Adam.
She's positively glowing.
And she just like can't believe he got a leg cramp. And like when Sheena gets like sexual, it makes me uncomfortable kind of.
Me too.
It's
There's
kind
nothing
of weird.
That makes me more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Than when she talks about when Sheena says the word horny, I want to die.
Why
I hate
is
it
that?
For some reason. Like for some reason there is just like an inauthenticity to the way that she says horny or speaks about her horniness. Maybe.
Yeah, I just don't buy any of it.
Don't buy it.
And I don't like it.
I don't like it.
But she is loving it and that's all that matters.
She's loving it. Well, I don't know. Like, I think of like Kristen's sexual energy versus like Sheena's sexual energy. And Sheena's is like very performative.
Yeah.
Sheena's is a little bit more performative than... I don't know. I think that her sexual energy is more performative than it is authentic, because I think she just like likes to like discuss her sexual interactions with all these guys, and to me it just comes off as like,
it's like, you fucked them, but what did you get out of it?
Right. Yes.
Except the like glee of fucking them.
Exactly.
Which I guess is something, but it's
that's
not
what she gets
like,
off on.
Yeah.
She gets off on the glee of it all.
Yeah. Not an actual like orgasm.
That's Sheena's orgasm.
Yeah.
Sheena's orgasm is talking about fucking someone.
Yeah. That's true. You nailed it.
Hit the nail right on the head.
Raquel keeps coming out of nowhere, and she literally just emerges. Like, Raquel has some balls on her because she walks into Sir just to like invite people face to face to a party that they one by one tell her they're not going to come to.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, send the invite via text. You guys went to Kinko's to print out these little invitations, or maybe printed at home, but yeah. Like,
and like James probably isn't allowed in Sir if they're all filming there, which is why he wasn't going in, because he's not like allowed at Sir Tom Tom.
No, he's sitting in the car singing Top Man.
Yeah.
Top Man. Bad
She's a bad man. Bad man. Gets you on the jet so and I'll good. Get you well fed.
I'll get you on the jet and I'll get you well fed in my king bed.
I love that.
I love it.
Yeah. So Raquel is just like, hi. And she's really sad people can't put away their differences to just honor Graham.
It's like
Graham's a real loser in this situation.
Poor Graham. It's also like, have any of these people met Graham or have any investment in
they
Graham?
Don't care.
Nobody cares.
No one gives
about
a
him.
Shit about your dog.
James being like, well, I thought we were all dog lovers here. I guess not.
There's one thing that unites us. It's our love for puppies.
It's our love for puppies.
It's like, no. Why don't you tell them a celebrity is going to be there, or get like a real celebrity to
be there?
Celebrity
guest.
Yeah. Like, make something that they actually can't say no to.
Or like do it at Vanderpump Pets.
Mm-hmm.
Or Vanderpump Dogs. What is Lisa's Vanderpump?
Vanderpump Dogs.
Vanderpump Dogs. Do it there.
Make it a charity event.
Make it a charity event. Don't
and then do
it.
Like a fundraiser exactly. Where all these other people are coming, and then they look like assholes if they don't.
Exactly.
They're just not playing their cards right.
They're
in
not.
This like wild game.
They're not.
This like power struggle.
They're not. They truly are not. They could have absolutely gone a different route with it.
Yeah.
But instead, this is what you guys get.
This when is you, what you get.
When you print out 100 flyers to pass out to your friends at Kinko's, just what is that decision?
Also, those flyers were wild.
Crazy. I need a screenshot of that image.
Wear your favorite pastel
for
colors
our pastel
for our pastel theme.
Theme party. Pastel yeah. theme. Yeah, what?
Graham seems like he's a poorly behaved dog.
Yeah.
Like he's so wiggly.
He's so wiggly.
Like he's very resistant.
I feel like Graham, did they adopt Graham or like?
I think he's like a doodle. He's like
I
a
think
special
he's
like,
yeah, I like think
doodle
he's like,
breed.
We like sought out like the best breeder in
yeah.
like Carlsbad.
He's a breeder
and
dog.
And drove down to like Carlsbad mm-hmm. and picked Graham out and like had our eye on him for like, you know,
yeah.
weeks before we could even have him.
Graham was a strategic like breeder buy.
Yeah, 100%.
I can't tell if he's like just a young, he's like young and learning the ropes, or if he just is like a bad dog.
I think that he's not being trained.
Yeah.
Because Raquel and James are his parents.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine Raquel having like a boundary with Graham and like teaching him how to behave.
No, she has zero boundaries when it comes to Graham and James.
Yeah.
Like
she just sits on the floor and lets Graham, like her relationship with Graham is exactly her relationship with James.
It's very telling. Mm-hmm. It's very telling.
She's dead-eyed, staring straight ahead while they do whatever they want.
100%.
Wow. That's deep.
It's deep.
So no one wants to come to the puppy party. Brittany says no. Jack says no. Stassi declines. And then Sheena lets it slip to Billy Lee that she's not going to be invited to their engagement party, which like why would she ever think that she would be?
I'm not sure. I found that very strange too, especially because engagement parties are expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they usually reserved for like your closest friends and usually your wedding party and like maybe a few select others? I'm not married and I have not been to many engagement
yeah
parties,
I haven't been to many either, so but it seems expensive.
Sure.
And like
yeah.
I would not Like, I have a lot of friends, but I wouldn't consider myself being, like, the first on the list for, like, engagement parties.
Same here.
Like, I'm kind of, like, fine. I'm, like, better that you don't invite me because it's one less thing that I have to worry about.
Yeah, exactly. I also feel like a wedding is a bit of a bigger deal.
Yeah.
And maybe she would be invited to the wedding.
But, like, Billy, you and Brittany, just, like, why would you think that?
She was saying things to the effect of, like, I've always loved you. Like, I've always been, like, nice to you. Or, like, we've never had a problem. And it was very weird. It was very, like, self-serving. It was very, mm-hmm. like, she was pulling this card with Brittany.
Yeah.
To kind of get her to, like, feel bad.
Like, I think she wants screen time. But I also am, like, there's ways to get it that don't involve you going to the, like, party.
I know.
Like, go get waxed or something. Like, those fucking producers love to film a waxing scene.
Love to film a vajazzle.
Yeah, go get a beauty treatment. Like, go do, like, go get a colonic.
Yeah.
Like,
that would be great content. Yeah. Have we gotten a colonic on the show?
I don't think so.
I feel like Brittany might get one soon.
Yeah.
With her stomach issues.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Brittany getting a colonic on the show.
Yeah, I would be down to see, like, her and Jax getting, like, couples colonics.
That's Tom Schwartz's next move for his romantic gesture to
Bubba.
Katie.
Bubba, you want to get matching or couples colonics?
Let's hold hands, Bubba.
Stassi says Raquel sounds like the kind of person who wanted to marry Charles Manson. And Raquel doesn't know who Charles Manson is.
Shocking.
Like, in what world?
Clearly not this one. She's not in this world.
Yeah.
She is. Her existence is tied to another planet somewhere. And her body is just, like, existing here. And
yeah.
The soul is somewhere else. That's what I would like to picture Raquel as. Kind of like a body with, like, her soul is of a different dimension.
And yeah.
Maybe we just misunderstand her.
She's an alien.
She is an alien.
I thought she was a robot for a really long time, but, like, AI would be, like, able to adapt to this kind of social situation and then, like, master
Agree.
It.
Agree. She's
but an
alien.
Yeah, she's a Nordic
she's
alien.
She's a Nordic alien for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love this theory. This is my new working theory on why Raquel is the way she is.
Yeah, I'm officially changing my position on Raquel, and it's going from robot to Nordic alien because there she, like, she would have system upgraded by now.
Yeah, she would have.
Yeah, and she just, like, can't get it together.
I know.
And, like, even her kind of, like, hair and makeup is, like, a little bit, there's always something that's, like, a little bit off. And I feel like that's the alien in her that can't just, like, get the human look down right.
Yes.
Wow. We're uncovering so much shit.
So much shit.
Lisa tells Schwartz that his check bounced. And I need to know where you stand. Are you, like, believing this storyline? Or do you think that it's, like, made up for lols?
I think that he moved the money into another account to, like, pay for something else, probably. But I would not agree that he doesn't have the money. I think he has the money. I think they all have enough money.
Yeah.
I think that, like, $50K to them is, like, not really a big deal at this point.
Yeah. I think that they, like, definitely have money. But I'm also, and, like, I feel like some people have said, like, oh, I'm sick of this. Like, I don't believe that his check bounced, like, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, why? I mean, maybe it's just made up as to have some sort of, like, scene later on where he comes in with all that money. But it's also
a briefcase.
Yeah. Like, why wouldn't he just have told Lisa when she said, I'm going to cash your checks, be like, oh, sorry, can I write you new checks? Because that account is closed.
But I also want to know why Lisa
waited for, like, a year
to cash the checks when she made such a big deal of it in the beginning that they needed to have this money in order to be partners.
Yeah, it doesn't add up.
Nothing is adding up here.
And I don't know, like, how that business model works, but I can, like, pretty confidently say it probably doesn't work like that.
I don't think so either. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly why he would take the money out or close an account like that and not notify Lisa, but I'm not sure why he does anything. A lot of the things that he does at this point.
Like, it's kind of believable to me that he would just be like, hopefully it doesn't bounce. Like, just pray that it doesn't.
Exactly.
Like, I don't think any of them have gotten really great at, like, managing money or anything. No. I think they just have a lot of it. So they're, like, able to get houses and stuff. But their financial skills haven't really been, like, put to the test.
No.
They went from, like, I think being very broke to then being, like, season three being like, oh my god, we have like a hit reality show, like we're gonna make money now.
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think that it's probably exactly that, and he's just not managing his money correctly. I mean, he's not managing anything correctly, this we know, so
yeah,
only makes sense that money would kind of be an issue for him, but not in a way where he like doesn't have it or isn't spending it, but just like isn't responsible about like where it all is.
Yeah,
like that, like somebody like that would not, somebody who's responsible about money would not get a briefcase. Well, I don't know, he's just
I think it's like he wants to paint this image of himself, like he's trying to rehab his image as this like seductor, like bad boy, or like that gets the briefcase, that's like a baller dude, but it's,
we
just
see
like,
right through you, Tom
Schwartz, that's not like who you are. And it's okay to not be like that. Exactly. It's in fact way better if you're just not trying to do that.
I love you for who you are.
Yeah,
and not who you are trying to be, Tom.
Take it from your number one fan.
Take it from me.
Yeah. Next week we get to see the sad therapist, which I'm really into.
I know, me too.
Because she looks really devastated to be like at this specific crossroads in her own life.
I wonder what kind of person signs up to be a therapist on camera for a Vanderpump Rules cast member.
I think someone who really needs the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to seeing, you know, exactly that therapy what she has to offer.
Yeah. Yeah. Their second therapy session in like a month.
Oh my, their second in like a single year.
Yeah. Like they think of probably like going to therapy is you go 2 times a year just to like check in.
Just to check in.
Or like before a big event, you like go to therapy for the first time in like 6 months.
Well, Brittany kind of brought that up in the past, or rather, yeah, she did. She was like, well, we went once.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that they all kind of see therapy as a luxury.
Or just like a not a necessity. And yeah. I guess for them it's not really, because they just have money. So it's like, I feel like when you have a lot of money at your disposal, you can really let a lot of things just slide because you can throw money at any problem. But and like now is the time to like get in on therapy.
Okay, if any of them were able to like actually have a regular therapist and a normal therapy session, the whole show would change.
Yeah.
If one of them got help,
yeah,
then everything would Vanderpump Rules just becomes like a call to action for everybody in the world to get therapy.
Mm-hmm. Because like if I was on this show and I was one of them and had just like money in the bank, I'd be getting the best, most expensive therapist
Me
in LA
too.
And just being like spending thousands of dollars a month on therapy.
Me too. That's what's wild to me. But again, I don't think that any of them are really aware enough or self-aware enough about.
Yeah. They're like therapies for losers.
Yeah.
We're winners.
Yeah. Very antiquated view that they all must have about therapy and getting help.
Yeah. Like Stassi would rather go see a shaman
exactly.
in like a weird apartment than like pay for a therapist to like help her figure out like what the deal is.
Because you know that none of them are actually going to therapy, because in my own life, I name drop the fact that I am in therapy.
Yeah.
Multiple times. A day, even with
that is
people
the
that I interact with.
Perk of going to therapy.
Yeah, you can say
is
my
that
therapist.
You say my therapist says,
my therapist
or like
says.
In therapy this week, like you. That's like you get bragging rights, you and
you
get to be like an annoying therapist person.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. So like none of them are doing it because they're not doing what people in therapy always do.
Oh, it's unfortunate for them, but not for us.
Yeah, we'll get healthier mentally and emotionally. And they'll get richer, but die a little bit every day on the inside.
I'm fine with it if it brings good television.
Yeah, that's all that matters. Thank you so much for being on this week's episode.
Thank you so much for having me. Like I said, truly a highlight all around.
This was great.
I'm honored.
I'm honored to have you. Tell everyone where they can find you.
Okay, so you can find me on both Twitter and Instagram at mkretz. It's E-M-K-R-E-T-Z. And I hope you do find me. And please slide in with a DM about your thoughts on any one of these topics that we've covered, because I love to talk about Vanderpump with anyone and everyone. I think that finding the Vanderpump Rules hive on Twitter has been like a huge turnaround in my life.
Yeah, there's always like people ready and willing to discuss at any given time. And it's also a great way to like meet strangers.
I love to meet strangers on the internet and specifically talk about Vanderpump
and
Rules.
And talk about Vanderpump
so
Rules.
So please find me.
Yeah. Well, we are going to record a bonus episode, which you can find on the Sexy Unique Podcast Patreon. If you want to subscribe, you can go to patreon.com/sexyuniquepodcast. And until next week, goodbye.
Bye.
I know I'm feeling.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.